You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Good morning. This Sunday we begin the liturgical season known as Ordinary Time. It refers to the majority of time each year that is not committed to times of preparation, such as Advent or Lent, or special celebration, such as Christmas and Easter. We wear green because the Green Bay Packers are playing tonight. Sorry, 49ers. But the reality is that most growth in our lives takes place in ordinary times, in ordinary ways. Certainly, there can be exceptional moments of awakening, but such situations do not represent the majority of our life experiences. We may realize that God is working with us in most mundane moments of each day, as well as the grand moments in our lives. Sometimes we only recognize gradual growth when we compare ourselves to who we were or where we were a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. What would you say is the most significant spiritual, professional, or personal growth that has taken place in your lives in the last 5, 10, 20 years? What is the growth you want to take place in your lives this year, 2020? We experience Jesus differently because of our own unique needs, our expectations, or our own life situations. In times of distress, we may experience Jesus as our Savior, or experience Him as our healer in times of illness or pain. Perhaps we experience Him as our peace when we need forgiveness or reconciliation, or as our brother when we need solidarity, understanding, guidance. Regardless of how we experience Jesus, each experience can be an opportunity for us to bear witness so that others can be encouraged to seek the Lord's grace in their own lives. What is the testimony you would offer about who Jesus is in your life? We've heard a lot about John the Baptist during Advent. We heard John the Baptist last week in Matthew's Gospel when he celebrated the feast of the baptism of the Lord. Today, John the Baptist appears one more time. But today we don't hear about John the Baptist. We hear from John the Baptist. And it's all about what he sees. It's about the experiences he has had in his life that brings him to this precise moment. What are some of the experiences you've had in your lives that bring you here right now to this moment? Today's gospel can certainly be considered one of the grand moments in the life of John the Baptist. We see Jesus walking towards John, and seeing him, Jesus makes the pronouncement that he has been preparing for all of his life. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. What is curious about today's gospel is that there are only two characters identified in this passage, John and Jesus. And it's not very clear as to whom John is addressing. Some have said that, well, maybe John is not addressing anyone in particular, but rather everyone in particular, us included. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John is simply the herald, the masters of ceremony, if you will, whose task is to make Jesus known. He makes his announcement, and then he gets out of the way, leaving Jesus to speak and to act for himself. There's no confusion. There's no misunderstanding as to who Jesus is or what he has come to do. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We hear this at every Mass we attend, and we'll hear it again this morning. Before Holy Communion, our presider will hold the body and blood of Christ and say, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper." John's witness to Jesus has become part of our communion rite that we hear. Shortly after my first Holy Communion, I became an altar server. Now that was a long time ago. But I remember the first Mass I served. Of course, at that time, everything was in Latin. But I memorized my responses, but I really had no idea what any of it really meant. And as I grew older, I became to believe that what was happening on the altar by the priest was real, that somehow the bread and the wine really became the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I matured, I studied church history and found that many popes, cardinals, bishops, and priests in the early church had wives, children, girlfriends, and how nepotism was widespread. I questioned this church hierarchy, but I always came back to what happens at this altar and what John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." And as I married, raised children, suffered the death of our only daughter, I experienced the many changes in my own life, and as well the many changes in our church. But I always came back to what's happening on this altar and what John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." When I began my 5.5-year journey for ordination in the diaconate, I had many questions about what I was doing. What is this all about? But I quickly realized that this journey was not about me, but about serving others. And as I participated in the Eucharist, I came back to what really happens on this altar and what John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And while I am angry with priests who have sexually abused children and bishops who hide them, I always come back to what happens on this altar and what John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." I also think at times of what's happening in our world, the anxiety we have in our country and even in our parish. But I always come back to what's happening on this altar. I think about our past Christmas season and particularly the visit of the three kings. And I wonder if one of those kings may have said to Mary, "May I hold your baby?" Just imagine what that might have been like. You know, we have the same opportunity when we receive the body of Christ this morning, with our hands cupped, forming the shape of a cradle, we may silently say, "May I hold your baby?" Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And when we look at this crucifix above this altar, We understand how much Jesus loved us then. And when we look at the sacred host in our hands, we understand how much Jesus loves us right now. We are being called to be a part of the heavenly kingdom here at this Mass. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And when Father Brian raises the body of Christ in the Eucharist and proclaims, "Behold, the Lamb of God," he is proclaiming that Jesus is offering us all that he is, his body, his blood, his eternity. Do we believe? Unfortunately, not all. According to a recent survey, that's not the case. The Catholic Church teaches transubstantiation. It's a big word, but what it means is that bread and that wine which is presented actually does become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. This teaching is central to our faith, for the Eucharist is the source and summit of our Catholic faith, of why we are here. But a new Pew Research Center survey finds that most Catholics, most self-described Catholics, don't believe in that core teaching. In fact, almost 70% just believe it's a symbol and not real. John risked disturbing the status quo of the religious, the political, and the cultural world of his time in order to offer his testimony about Jesus. When are we called to risk disturbing the status quo in order to offer the testimony of our Lord in the Eucharist? And how do we respond when we hear, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world"? There is an end waiting for all of us. No one is getting out of here alive. And a time will come when we will meet God face to face. But until then, we continue our journey in this faith community. And when we hear the words, "Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world," what does that really mean? There's a saying about faith and understanding on some of our Catholic precepts. "I do not seek to understand in order that I may believe, but rather I believe in order that I may better understand." That's what it's all about. The bread and the wine truly becoming the body and blood of Jesus Christ, just as John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I believe."
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.